One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, for your presence with us today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, our teacher and our guide. Now our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a beautiful week? Are you sure? Are you glad to see your brothers and sisters together with you in church? Turn around, look who's there. Turn around, just look around and say, who's there? Well, you can see them now. Say, glad to see you, brother. Glad to see your sister. Praise God. You love Jesus. Sure you love Jesus? Then take your Bible. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you for your presence with me. Thank you for loving me. Hallelujah. Well, you not only travel with your Bible, you read it. It's nice to travel with it, but if you don't read it, then it will not save you. I want us to share some beautiful things today. Hallelujah. Just as every human person is important to God, and God doesn't say, well, I got a lot of people. Whatever happens to some, let it go. He's got a lot of people, but every individual person is important to God. You are unique. No one was ever like you. No one is like you today. And no one will ever be like you. In God's timetable, no 2 days are the same. Every day, God has a specific and definite plan to do something to your life that's positive, that can help you become the man or woman that God designed you to be. He programmed your life. And the only way you let that programming of God become not only effectual, but influential to other people is by giving yourself wholly to God's plan for your life by presenting yourself to the influence of the Word of God. It's important. Hallelujah. You know, one amazing thing about human beings is that a lot of them, almost all their life, never come to terms with what is really important. Most of them live a whole life without ever knowing why they came. A lot of people live a whole life without ever knowing why they were born. Doing everything else except that thing for which God brought them to this world. What a waste of life. What a waste of life. You know, it's one thing to say, this is what I want to do with my life. But have you ever found out what God wants to do with your life? Did you ever stop to think that you needed to know from Him the reason you were born? Except, of course, if you think your parents were the one who brought you to this world, but they're not. They didn't plan for you. They wanted to have a child, not you. They didn't know you were coming. And then you came. And for some time they were glad until they discovered who you were. Hallelujah. Well, thanks be unto God, the only one who really knows you, the only one who really has a plan for your life. Don't you think it's wiser to deal directly with Him about your life? Don't live an empty life. For many do. Don't live an empty life. It's too short for you to mess it up. Remember, there were people who lived up to 900 years and more. But those 900 years have long ended and they're gone. How long do you want God to give to you? You want 300 years? Some lived longer than that one time. And the 300 years came to a close. How long do you want? So life is not rich by reason of its length. It's rich by reason of its accomplishment in God. Now I want you to notice that. Life's accomplishment in God. There's a great difference between what God sees your life to be and what men see your life to be. You know, many times when they're burying somebody, they make an oration and then they tell everybody how good that man was and how kind he was and all what he achieved. Well, the question is, did he do those things for Jesus? Because it's only the ones he did for Jesus that will last. Hey, come on here. There's only one person that really counts. His name is Jesus. The Bible says we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ Jesus. He didn't say we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. I want you to notice the difference. So anybody could say, well, depending whatever religion, one day you're going to give account. No, the Bible says everybody will give an account to Jesus. Not to whatever God you serve. To Jesus. And then the Bible says, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which you must be saved. No other name except Jesus. Make no mistakes about it. Only Jesus is the name for salvation. So, if you're here, you can decide you want to worship through Buddha, or through Muhammad, or Krishna, or Confucius, Yeah. Confucius was confused. You can decide you want to worship God through some of the other names your great-grandfather worshipped. A man was given a certain experience. He was not a Christian. He didn't believe in Jesus. But his mother believed in Jesus and had been praying for him. And then something happened to him and he died. And arrived the gates of hell. When he got to hell, he said, "Where am I?" A voice spoke and said, "You are in hell." He said, "I don't believe in hell." The voice said, "Yes, many here didn't believe in hell." He said, "Many here didn't believe in hell." It doesn't matter that you believe or you don't believe. Come on, talk to me. Hey, somebody told you you are in Nigeria right now. How'd you know? Because they told you. What is Nigeria? Talk to me now. Do you feel? Is there a feeling? Is there a Nigerian feeling when you come into Nigeria? You're here because that's what they told you. Some of you even believe in your father or your mother, that they are your dad and mom, because they told you. That guy you call your brother, the son of your mother, you met him in the house. Somebody told you. You were not there. Were you there when you were born? They said, "This woman's your mother." You see, you've always known her to be your mother. Does that make her your mother? "But I look like her." It's got nothing to do with it. You would look like somebody you grew up with. Never forget it. Hallelujah.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. A man was given a certain experience. He was not a Christian. He didn't believe in Jesus. But his mother believed in Jesus and had been praying for him. And then something happened to him and he died. And arrived the gates of hell. When he got to hell, he said, "Where am I?" A voice spoke and said, "You are in hell." He said, "I don't believe in hell." The voice said, "Yes, many here didn't believe in hell." He said, "Many here didn't believe in hell." It doesn't matter that you believe or you don't believe. Come on, talk to me. Hey, somebody told you you are in Nigeria right now. How'd you know? Because they told you. What is Nigeria? Talk to me now. Do you feel? Is there a feeling? Is there a Nigerian feeling when you come into Nigeria? You're here because that's what they told you. Some of you even believe in your father or your mother, that they are your dad and mom, because they told you. That guy you call your brother, the son of your mother, you met him in the house. Somebody told you. You were not there. Were you there when you were born? They said, "This woman's your mother." You see, you've always known her to be your mother. Does that make her your mother? "But I look like her." It's got nothing to do with it. You would look like somebody you grew up with. Never forget it. Any face... You better be careful in your life. Any face you see constantly while you're growing up is what you're going to look like. Boy, I'm telling you. those of you young parents who like leaving your little children with house girl and house boy, guess what? That's what they're going to resemble. You better be careful. You know, some of them women, they had a child. Daddy always left home early in the morning, came back late at night. And then only the landlord, who was always coming to say hello to the woman and the children. And then later on, they said the woman gave birth and the child resembled landlord. The landlord didn't have anything to do with the woman and the child. He was just visiting. And children resemble who they see. You better be careful. Hallelujah. That's a fact of life. Even married people, after many years of being together, they start looking alike. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, depending on what the other one looked like. Everyone is responsible for his face. After the age of 5, you're responsible for your face. You can't blame your mother or your father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody said, I don't like my wide nose. Where did you get it from? Say, it's my parents. No. It was all that time you were doing like this. Always putting your... That's what broadened it. Now you're trying to bring it together. It's too late. Praise God. All right, are you still here now? Okay, thank you. I want to share with you something very important. The Lordship of Jesus. You know, that's how we get saved. Now, would you turn to Romans chapter number 10? I want to read something to you here. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, say mouth.
Mouth.
One more time, mouth.
Mouth.
If thou, who's thou? It's talking to everybody. See, if thou, you, if thou shalt confess, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Now, better rendering is the Lordship of Jesus. Confess that Jesus is Lord. To confess, the word confess here means to say the same thing in consent. In other words, that Jesus is Lord is not a statement that's coming from you. He says that God already said so. For the Bible says he has made Jesus both Lord and Christ. So when it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, the Greek word confess is homologia, meaning speaking the same thing in consent. That means you're saying it in agreement with God. So when you say Jesus is Lord, he's telling you, you are not making a light statement. You are making a statement that God himself has already made in consent with him. So if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believing in thine heart, look at it right there, and shalt believe in thine heart. What is your heart? Your spirit. You see, you don't believe with your mind. And this is very, very important. See, there's a lot of people who don't realize that you can't believe with your mind. So sometimes they ask us stupid questions. They say, you say that Jesus was born of a virgin. I said, but you were not there. How can you say you believe that? Because we believe with our spirit. Man doesn't believe with the mind. He believes with his spirit. Believing is not a thing of the mind. It's with the spirit. And to believe with your spirit, you can believe something you've never seen. That's the ability of the human spirit. The human spirit was made in the image and likeness of God. Image of God means in the form. looking like God. Likeness of God means to function like God. And how does God function? The Bible shows us that God functions by faith and by love. See, he functions by faith and by love. God is love, the Bible says. Everything he does is an act of love. And God is a faith God. He's a faith God. He lets us know without faith it is absolutely impossible to please God. See? And everything that he did as an act of faith. The Bible says, by faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God. He acted by faith and spoke creation into being. Hallelujah. So God is a faith God. So when the Bible says that man was made in the image and likeness of God, it means that man was made to look like God. That's the image of God. And then the likeness of God, meaning to function like him. He functions like God. So you are able to believe something you have never seen with your optical eyes. You're able to accept things that you have never felt. Because you are greater than your senses. See, the problem with many people is that they live according to their senses. Well, that's the natural man. That's the natural man. The natural man lives according to his senses. He needs sensory proofs for everything about his life. He's got to have sensory proofs. The teachers of that man are his five senses. If he cannot relate with something through his five senses, he cannot accept them. That's the natural man. Until the gospel of Jesus Christ imparts faith to his spirit. It's only the gospel that imparts faith to your spirit. The faith of God. He brings light to your spirit. Because the word of God, the Bible says, is light. Hallelujah. When the word comes to you, it brings the light of God into your spirit. And suddenly, when you accept it, you are awakened spiritually to the fatherhood of God. You recognize him as your father. You know he's real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, in your spirit, believe in your spirit that God hath raised him from the dead, he says, thou shalt be saved. Do you believe with your spirit? Do you believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead? Do you believe it? Do you really believe it? Do you believe it? Some people say, well, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe it. You're not a Christian, because that is the prerequisite for salvation. If you don't believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you are not a Christian. Even if you have a minister's collar, don't make any difference. You may be called a prophet, don't make any difference. You may be called an evangelist. You don't believe God raised Jesus from the dead, you are not a Christian. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It's time for your miracle.
there are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, and you act your faith, we teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen. Never let the enemy control your life. I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out, and you've been trying to throw it out ever since, and it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you, and when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone,
yep,
that swallowed something in a dream.
That's
and
right.
I've been trying to throw.
Right.
I've got these ladies here,
yep,
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there. Oh, the more. Just go behind the ladies here. Stand there. Definitely, you don't want that evil spirit inside you, okay? You don't. Put your hand on your stomach like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. The rest of you, stretch your hands this way. Stretch your hands toward them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! Out! Out!
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Linnisveg 61, 19147 Hegvik, Sollentuna Common. Worship with us on Sundays by 11 a.m., Wednesdays by 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, please call 073-733-0570 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.